Okay. All right. Well, welcome everyone. It is Friday, March 4th, and it's time for the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm a telepathic animal communicator, and I teach animal and nature communication workshops, and I lead trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild. I'm also the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. So I'm really excited to have you all here today to share this meditation, this monthly global water healing meditation was started, it's going to be 2 years in June at the request of my whale friend Granny. And so we gather each first Friday of the month at noon Eastern time. And it's just an opportunity to bring all our energy together and to enhance any daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of this planet. And if you haven't been to our website, please check it out. It is globalwaterhealing.org. And you'll find lots of information on there about ways to heal water and messages from my orca friend Granny, but also archives of past meditations. So if you've ever got, you know, just a half hour to devote to doing some water healing and you'd like to do a guided meditation, you can just go there, pick one out, and do it. So it's a wonderful resource for working with healing the waters of our planet. I would also like to thank David Rosenthal of Dolphin Heart World and Ann Gordon from Whale Watching Panama for helping me on that website, because I am technologically impaired, so I need friends who know how to do these things, and I'm so grateful for all the help that both David and Ann have given me. So I am really excited today. I have someone here to lead a meditation that is a first time on this call, a first time leading a meditation on this call, and it's Linda Guerra Applegate.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. I first met Linda, I think, at the Cetacean Summit, and you were at both of the summits, weren't you?
Was, yes.
Yeah, great. And, you know, Linda is an energy healer and an energy channel. And she really started her spiritual journey when she learned the radiance technique, authentic Reiki, way back in 1987. And she became an authentic Reiki master teacher in 1991. And she's received the highest level, the seventh degree, in 2006. And lately, she's been studying the frequencies of brilliance, and she's continued to train in that to the highest level being offered, which is currently stage 26. And it's a Pleiadian energy healing technique, and this has really been a stepping stone for her ability to energetically channel the consciousness of the angels, the whales and dolphins, and even most recently, the dragons. And she's also connected into her soul language, which she incorporates into her energy healing work. So I am really excited to see what Linda has in store for us today. So take it away, Linda.
Okay, well, welcome everybody, and thank you, Mary. This is going to be slightly different. I'm going to, as Mary said, I am an energy healer, energy channel. So it's not going to be a meditation per se, but I will be bringing through the energies of different whales and channeling it through. So let me just start a little bit. We've got overseeing this, we have Wataki, and she is an ascended master, Blue Whale. And I first became acquainted with her in the book Before We Leave You by Patricia Corey. And then just recently, there came to me when I've just completed another level of Frequencies of Brilliance. And while I was in that class, a purple whale came to me. And his name is Wasani. And he was mentioned at the Second Cetacean Summit. Bashar was there, who's a channel. And he was asked, you know, are there purple whales? And at that point, he didn't discuss it, but I was told that purple whales are about twice the size of blue whales, and they haven't yet been discovered by science, but they do exist. And so Wasani came to me. He's an ascended master as well, and so he came to work with me as well. And so they're going to be both overseeing this meditation. And so I'm going to be doing selecting some meditation cards, which are at the back of the book, Before We Leave You by Patricia Corey. And at the back of it, there are 18 full-color detachable cetacean meditation cards formed from wavelet graphs of whale and dolphin sounds and encoded with messages of love and visions for peace. And I'll also be channeling from the book Ashram of the Sea by Catherine Jensen. And she introduces the 20 rays of Christ consciousness that are held by different species of whales and dolphins. And these rays dissolve fear-based patterns with love. Let me just read very briefly a little tiny excerpt from her book that might give just a tiny bit more insight into this. One moment. Okay, the blue dolphins are serious these oceaneer operate the great centers that generate the frequencies of Christ consciousness. These great beings envision the progression of human evolution and very meticulously configured the matrix of Gaia's 20 rays of Christ consciousness. Each ray represents one important aspect of the development of the compassionate, heart-awakened, loving and kind human beings. So I will be randomly selecting some of these rays to channel through. I'd first like to, Wataki gave me a message to give to everybody, so let me read that. Greetings, dear ones. I am Wataki. We thank you for assisting us with the healing of the oceans and waters. Know that as we work together, our combined energies bring about a many-fold magnification. We wish you to bring the healing frequencies that we are channeling through Linda into your heart centers and radiate this energy out to the waters of Mother Earth. Many of Linda's helper whales will be coming to assist. Different species of whales hold different vibrational patterns. The energy of the parts brings into being a symphony of the whole. The combined frequencies are like an orchestra. Each frequency contributes its own unique part to the orchestra. As the orchestra vibrates in its fullness, so the oceans and waterways are brought into a state of balance. Many blessings, and let our work begin. But before I start the channeling, what I would like to do is, with Frequencies of Brilliance, there's one stage that brings in the energy of love and integrity into the cells of the body. So I want to bring in this work to bring that into the cells of the human and whale participants, and also into the water molecules of the oceans and waterways. This will take about 5 minutes, and it will involve using sacred sound. There will be a few moments of silence in between the sacred sounds, and I'll be doing some deep breathing to integrate the energy. So I'm going to start with that. And once I've completed that, bringing in the love and integrity into all our cells and into the cells of the ocean, I will then start to channel some of the whales who present themselves to me. Okay, let's start. Okay. So, Ika, Ika, Ika. Itai, Sina, Itai, Sina, Itai, Sina, Sina. Sina, Sina, Itai, 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 Itai. Itai, 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 Chana mako iana maka iata kocho na mo oyana ka. Ita maka hai na mako oana na mako iasha na mako. Puitan na maki idana. Mashana baka ah. Kiako kiak mako iana. Sama na kash. Kaya madoko. Yaka. Yamatosh. Maka. Okay, I would like to first bring through the energy of Wataki, and I'm going to go to one of the cetacean cards in the book before we leave you and bring through her energy. Behold my presence. I am here with you. We are delighted. We are so delighted that all of you are with us and that you feel our energy, our connection. Let us bring through this energetic through all of you that you may be vessels and that we may merge our energies as we work together
in healing and loving the oceans and the waterways. Thank you so much. Feel me. Know me. I am with you. I am now going to bring through the essence of Wasani, the purple whale. And he's a big fellow, I can tell you. And I'm sure he's got a really big energy. You are journeying into the depths of your soul. We are taking you into a place deeper and deeper and deeper. This is a good thing. We are very delighted to have all of you on this call and merging your presence with ours. We are so happy, and we will be with you at all of these meditations. This is a very delightful moment for us to begin our journeys with you. This is very delightful indeed. And we will be taking you into journeys that you may not as yet have experienced. Notice your dreams. Notice what comes up in your dreams. You might see us whales, and you might be aware of our presence with you, and know that we are a part of you, and you are a part of us. We have always been a part together. We have always been one. And we are delighted to be with you. Okay, I'm feeling called to bring in one of the 20 rays of Christ consciousness. And let me see, what am I getting here? Okay, I'm getting blessing. And this energy is the color of forest green, and it is carried by the beluga whales. They energetically carry the vibration of blessing. I am now being called to bring in the energy of bonding, and this is white, and it's carried by all the cetaceans. They all carry this frequency. So let me bring this through. This is bonding. The color is white. Granny wishes to come through and say hello to everybody, so we're going to welcome Granny. In our oceans, and we are delighted to be with you. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mary. It's so delightful to be with you and to share you in a different kind of way. We communicate slightly differently than Linda does with us, but we're very, very delighted. We're very excited to be here. Hi, Mary. Can you say hi? Hello, Mary.
Hi, Granny.
Hi. So good to hear you. Yes, we are very delighted. Our young ones are doing very well, and we're very happy. And yes, we are feeling changes in our environment, and we are delighted with what is happening around us, and we are delighted for this cooperation between humanity and the whales. And we do so thank you, and we do want to continue with this. With this energetic process, it is very beneficial to all beings on the planet, and we do say thank you. And thank you, Mary. I'm so delighted to connect with you in this way. It's very different, but it's fun and exciting. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to see. I'm going to get another meditation card. And this meditation card is called No Strength in Surrender. So let's see what we get with this. Yeah. Kyash. Kyash.
So it looks like our time is coming to an end. So I'm going to bring in Wataki and Wasani once more to be with us. Woo-sham! Shihu! Kianu!
Blessed be all of you. Thank you so very much for being with us. Blessed be you. And thank you. Thank you so very much. Blessings.
Okay. Do we still have you there, Mary? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, I was just hoping that I hadn't got a drop phone.
No, you're fine. Wow. Wow, so Linda, now we're imbued with all these different frequencies. Can we spend a few minutes, like, sending them to the ocean, or?
Oh, yes, that absolutely. Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that. So can you just kind of, you know, wing it and lead us off to do something with this, because I feel like I'm full of all this energy. And
yeah, I think it was going anyway, but yes, let's just feel into your heart.
Okay.
Into your heart and just imagine all this energy that has been coming through you, just moving it out into the oceans or into the waterways, and just see these energetic frequencies, these vibrations, traveling through the waters, being taken in by the molecules of the water and being held, and like little bubbles of light just traveling through the waters, whether they be in the oceans or on the planet, and just feel these bubbles of energetic light just moving throughout all the waters on the planet, and feel that you're a part of this energy, that you and the oceans are one, you are connected, because indeed within yourself, you are an ocean. You are made up of water, just like the oceans and the waterways are, and there is a connection and you are all one. And as you've been taking in this energy, it has been transmuting, transforming, and traveling into the oceans as well. So thank you so much for your participation. And you may feel throughout the day these energies just shifting within you, and know that they are also affecting the waterways of the planet. Thank you so much. And you can see yourself maybe in this little or this big bubble of energetic water in the ocean and just having fun in there. So thank you for being with us, and thank you for the fun time we've had, and all the whales, thank you, and I and Mary, thank you. So
thank you, Linda. That was perfect. That was perfect. I felt all this energy, and I was just wanting it to continue to flow for a little bit there into the ocean.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm going to unmute everybody in just a moment so that anybody who wants to share something or has a question for you can speak. And I just want to remind everyone that our next Global Water Healing Meditation will be on April 1st, April Fool's Day. And it's going to be facilitated by Shaman Carla Meske. So we'll be looking forward to something new and exciting there as well. So hold on. Let me just open the line so people can say hello or goodbye or... Hey. back.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Came on. Thank you.
Bravo,
that
Linda.
Was wonderful, Linda. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Salvatore.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda. This is Salvatore from Italy.
Wow, Italy.
Thank you so much for the beautiful vibration.
You're welcome.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I think I was muted still.
Maybe we should each just unmute ourselves when we want to speak, but otherwise
that's,
everyone heard
that's a good idea, yes. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody again. Okay, so anybody who would like to speak or share anything with Linda, hit star 6.
Yeah, I am on the line, I hope.
Hello?
Yes, you are. Hi. Good. Go ahead.
Oh, Linda, this is Natalie. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you remember. Oh, wait, I think this is a different Linda.
Hey, baby. That Linda's on too, Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Natalie, yes, both Lindas are here.
How many Lindas are here?
Maybe a few.
Oh, I am so sorry. I just wanted to say hi. This is my first time here, so I'm kind of new. Oh. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Oh, beautiful, Natalie. I'm glad you joined us. Welcome.
Yeah, I didn't know. I saw the email, and I was like, oh, I hope I'm not too late.
Yeah,
I caught you guys right on time.
Well, thank you for being with us.
Well, yeah, I really like the second I came on, I actually felt like the energy's coming through, and you know, I'm really sensitive to sound. So when you're like doing the sound work, it really just stirred me. The very second I went on, like my whole body just started like, you know, trembling.
Okay.
So, yeah, it felt really good. I'm really sensitive to that. You know, I'm a dolphin spirit, so I feel it really easily. So yeah, I'm really admiring your work and stuff. And I see that you also work with dragons, I think.
I do.
Really, that's kind of amazing because I love them too.
Well, we've noticed at the Cetacean Summit that some other people who work with whales are also connecting in with their dragons. And
I never really heard, I mean, I heard of that once, but not very much. I'm not very familiar with that.
Yeah, I wasn't till recently.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always thought of the possibility, but of course.
No.
Hello.
Are coming forward, you know, they're bringing the divine feminine forward. It doesn't look like it, a dragon, but it's, you know, as we're moving into this new era of energy, they're part of bringing this forward.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, that is so great to hear. Thank you so much, because that gave me such a beautiful idea. Today it was like the day of my creative thoughts coming through today, so thank you so much for telling me that, because I am doing an animated movie with dolphins, and I'm including dragons too, and I just didn't notice
Good.
The connection. I didn't notice
Good.
The connection. Yeah, I didn't notice the connection I made until right now. So yeah, I mean, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I'm glad, this is Anne, I'm glad that was brought up, because I was called as well by the dragon, if you will. So I'm sorry I joined the call late, I didn't know you called in the dragon, but I would like to learn more if that's something you want to expand on.
Oh yeah, me too, I would also like to learn more.
I'm not sure that I can do it right now, but
well,
The dragons I'll do very briefly. The dragons hold the energy. They're like a portal between the angelic realm and the fairy realm, and they sort of belong to the elemental kingdom, and they're protectors. And they kind of, you know, because we also are made up of the elements, they exist, and we can call them from our third chakra, our power center. So they're a part of that aspect of ourselves. And so when we call them in, they're there to protect, and they're there as power beings.
Right. Are they in physical form in another dimension, or are they, like, in...
Oh, well, I think they must have been, because, you know, when we were more sensitive, when we were aware of the fairies, and, you know, we worked with them and we saw them, I think, you know, the dragons were also visible to us when we were of a higher frequency. But as the patriarchal society came in, they had to go into hiding just to keep their energetics and the energies they were holding for the earth. And
yeah.
So now that the divine feminine is coming forward, since the end of the Mayan calendar, 2012, they are now beginning to come out into the open, because they're carrying this energy for the planet.
Wow, that's really beautiful, actually. I always felt like I had a connection with dragons, actually, and I'm not sure if they're past life memories or just these memories of another existence where I've had, like...
Well, I mean, they're portrayed all over the planet, so they must have been invisible form at some point.
Yes, yeah, so I pretty much believe that's really resonating with me, so I thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much.
You know, Linda, this is Mary. I'd just like to say I've seen a lot of little things on TV and the internet lately of sea dragons, you know.
Yeah.
Are in physical form right at this moment.
Yeah.
Beautiful, delicate little creatures.
Yeah, Madeline was working with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there are some dragons still in third dimensional form. And
yes.
At the Fairy and Human Relations Congress, we have a close connection with the dragons, and there are always many dragons that show up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Wow. Yeah, like what you said about the dragons being bridges to the fairy realm and the angel realm, I actually channeled that, like, the first time I asked myself, because I usually ask myself a question before I actually Google it. I was looked for my inner self first. So when you said that, I just remembered what I had wrote, so that actually gave me some confirmation as well. So thank you again.
Okay.
Is there
anybody else with any questions?
Yes.
Or maybe everybody signed off by now.
Mary?
Hello, this is Desiree. Hi, from Florida.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, I just wanted to share with you guys... the thankful phrase, first of all, for the great job that you are doing. I was connected with all your sounds and everything. It's like, it felt like we were talking with them. Also, I am calling today because in the morning, I live in Florida, very early in the morning, I saw dozens of dolphins, and they were, like, dancing in front in the ocean. I have been living here for more than 12 years, and I have never seen that before.
Oh, wow.
It was like a calling. It was amazing. This is my first time I joined this call, but then I was so in awe because they were, like, dancing and coming back and forth for a while, like for an hour, and they were so healthy and big that I even thought they were orcas in the beginning. I have to grab binoculars and everything, yeah. And then I came to my computer and I saw this email for this meditation. So I said, I have to do it. This is something so special. And I really go nuts because the ocean for me is so precious and beloved. And, well, the planet as well. So thank you for doing this.
Well,
thank you so
for being on the call. Appreciate it.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm from Florida, too.
Great.
Yeah, I come from Miami, and it's a really a pleasure to be with you guys because, you know, I'm just starting to. I've been on a journey for quite a while, and I think Linda Shea knows about it. And I've actually channeled most of my energy, like, to creative endeavors, so, like, you guys feed my creative energy. So I thank you so much. And if for anybody, I'd just like to make like a short request for anyone who's interested in anything with dolphins. You know, like I know that there hasn't really been any movies lately about dolphins, but I am creating one. So if you're interested to learn about it, you can always go to my website, which I don't know if you would like to write it down or I would somehow send it to you because I have been sharing it, like, to many people who like dolphins and want to watch, you know, things that have to do with dolphins. And I would really love if you guys would support. So if you guys want, I can tell you the website or I can send it to you guys through email.
Yeah, what is your website?
My website is called Spirit of... Iruka, which I can spell you that out, I-R-U-K-A.
I-R-U-K-A,
I-R-U-K-A, that's that. Iruka means dolphin in Japanese, by the way. And right after that is manga, so that's all together. Spirit of Iruka manga .wordpress.com.
How's manga spelled?
Yes, it's I'm making kind of like a Japanese style animated movie about dolphins. So I'm pretty much kind of raising awareness in not only for Japan but for the things that are going on there with dolphins, but also for the whole world and people who enjoy animated films. So I mean, if you guys would like to see, I also post art very regularly, so if you guys like to, you know, enjoy dolphin art, I think it would be a good thing if you could help support and maybe even donate to my cause, because I'm also raising money for the funds for making the animated movie. So it would be great if you guys would see it.
Is there anybody else before we who would like to
Linda?
Yes. This is Elizabeth.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hello.
Yes.
Just very very quickly, I'm working with the Moriora Society, being navigated by a Maori Tohunga of the whale rider lineage.
Oh.
And we are creating a worldwide simultaneous river blessing on June 4th. And all are invited to stand on the shore of a key watershed in their area and hold a blessing with a very specific but simple protocol. And that is Moriora Society. That's M-A-U-R-I-O. Wait, I have to spell again. M-A-U. R-I-O-R-A society.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got that. It's on the links page.
We've put your website onto our page
cool.
as well. On there.
Yeah,
oh, okay. If that's on the globe.
Anybody who wants to know about that, go to the links page on globalwaterhealing.org.
Okay.
Right, and one message I need to communicate to everybody is that there's a movie called Sonic Sea. It's just come out, and you can search for it on the internet. Sonic Sea.
What is it called again?
Sonic S O N I C Sonic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sonic Sea S E A.
Oh, S E A. Okay.
Right, and it's talking about the noise pollution that we're putting in the oceans. And there's the realization that every technology exists today to end it. That the biggest problem is the container ships crossing the ocean, hundreds a day, going full speed across the ocean. And these are giant drums that are making tremendous noise, and it's making it unbearable for the
cetaceans to live in their environment. And so what we need to do is create a public pressure that these technologies can be brought to play in the world. And the beautiful thing about sonic pollution is that as soon as you change what you're doing, it ends. There's no,
yeah,
you know, residual toxicity.
Right.
So that's one thing that we're going to start working on, and just want to put the word out that this is something that the whales really need us to do, because it's becoming unbearable for them.
Thank you.
So they're really
asking
for our help in getting that to stop. You know, with the Navy sonar and the oil acoustic echo testing, those three key points are really making it hard for them to live in their world.
Yeah, so I think what we need to picture is the solution that we want,
mm-hmm,
and of the oceans being bearable, and that somehow the technology is going to change or evolve so that we can, so that humanity and the whales can coexist.
That's right.
in a
harmonic sea.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Do you have time for one more question?
Absolutely.
All right, it's a good moment. My name is Lee, and hey, Mary, I have connected with you recently. And just when you were getting the strings and getting the colors and the sounds, and one thing I want to say generally was, I don't know if anybody else had to react in sound. I mean, there was sound emanating from me in reaction to your sound, which I could feel down to, you know, my inner core. And then the other question is the forest green and the white. One is interesting. I actually was in a session with Patricia Corey, and there was something in the meditation that I was given a gift of forest green, which I saw as I use in healing meditations with the water, because of, I don't know, something intuitively tells me to use that gift to the water. And then the other was the white stream, which what you said was the cetacean. And those songs are songs it was almost the same song that I have sang before when I encountered dolphins. So
wow.
How can we connect more with learning about those colors and the cetaceans?
Well, you could get the book Ashram of the Sea by Catherine Jensen, and you could also, she has a chart that you can download with the colors, and I don't, you know, I just connect in because I'm a energy channel, I'm not quite, but she has meditations as well where you can actually connect in. So you might just want to get the book and connect in on her website with the meditations that she offers. So that's Ashram of the Sea, and she is Catherine, Katharyn, Jensen, Jensen. And you might want to get her book and check it out.
And can you tell me how to spell that first word of the sea?
Ashram, Ashram.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your beautiful talents and sharing and your gifts.
Thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, I actually have something to say to her about the colors, kind of that kind of spark of a channeling that I received. Maybe that will help you with clarifying that. Of course, you can get the book if you want, but I just actually had a channeling. Because I can see aura, so I'm familiar with colors and like color meanings and energies. So I usually feel that the colors pearl, sea green, aquamarine blue, and opalescent pink, like a kind of like a baby pink color, are very much in tune to dolphin energy, because I have those colors in my aura, and many dolphin children do have that color as well, and I do see that those colors usually when I meditate or like when I just feel energy, I usually perceive it as color and sound. So those are the colors that I usually see it in. I have also seen forest green and like that like a light sea green when it comes with like deep grounding methods that the dolphins use, or things that have to do with the earth. So I just wanted to give my two cents on there, see if that helped you with anything.
Okay.
Oh, you're the animator, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Natalie.
Natalie, thank you, Natalie.
I'd like to make one comment. I won't keep you long. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is Katie Lyons. I'm living in Nashville. I was part of Linda and David's, one of their dolphin pods. So this is the first time I've been able to make the call. Usually I'm at work, but I'm home recovering from just a minor surgery I had yesterday. Thank you so much for the meditation. It just raised my vibration. I feel like it just cleared out a lot of the residual from yesterday, and I think it's going to jumpstart my healing, and which isn't going to be long anyway, but I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate
it. Well, thank
you.
Because, mm-hmm. of course, we're, you know, the meditations are healing as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it feels like... everything's complete, huh, Linda?
Yes.
All right. Good job. That was very exciting.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, next week, hopefully David's going to help me post that on the website. And maybe this
okay.
will be the last
right.
time he has to help me. So it will be there in the archives, but it'll probably be about a week before it gets up. So
okay.
you can always go there and listen to it again, participate
yep.
again. Thank you so much, Linda.
Well, thank you, Mary.
We'll hear you on the call next month.
Okay, great.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Blessings.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love, love, love.
Thanks.